Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading from the Living Bible Version on this journey of our being healthy, wealthy, and wise. We start with the health scriptures. Matthew 10, verse 8. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cure the lepers and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God only. Then I will bless you with food and with water. And I will take away sickness from among you. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Nevertheless, the time will come when I will heal Jerusalem's damage and give her prosperity and peace. Acts 4, verses 9 to 12. If you mean the good deed done to this cripple and how he was healed, let me clearly state to you and to all the people of Israel that it was done in the name and power of Jesus from Nazareth, the Messiah, the man you crucified, but God raised back to life again. It is by his authority that this man stands here healed. For Jesus, the Messiah, is the one referred to in the scriptures when they speak of a stone discarded by the builders, which became the capstone of the ark. There is salvation in no one else. Under all heaven, there is no other name for men to call upon to save them. Proverbs 3, from 7 to 8. Don't be conceited. Sure of your own wisdom, instead trust and reverence the Lord, and turn back on evil. When you do that, then you will be given renewed health and vitality. World Scriptures. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them in heaven, where they will never lose their value and are safe from thieves. If your profits are in heaven, your heart will be there too. Proverbs 28, verse 20. The man who wants to do right will get a rich reward, but the man who wants to get rich quick will quickly fail. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich, and he does it to fulfill his promise to your ancestors. Luke 16, verse 13. For neither you nor anyone else can serve two masters. You will hate one and show loyalty to the other, or else the other way around. You will be enthusiastic about one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Proverbs 22, verse 4. True humility and respect for the Lord lead a man to riches, honor, and long life. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Everyone must make up his mind as to how much he should give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants, though, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. Yes, God will give you much so that you can give away much. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out into thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. Proverbs 28, verse 19. Hard work brings prosperity. Playing around brings poverty. Other well-being scriptures. Joshua 1 verse 9. Yes, be bold and strong, banish fear and doubt. For remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Psalm 18 verse 19. He led me to a place of safety, for he delights in me. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. John 16 verse 33. I have told you all this so that you have peace of heart and mind here on earth. You have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world. Ephesians 1, 17 to 21. I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom, to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all that he has done for you. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we, who are Christ, have been given to him. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven, far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. Colossians 2, 6 to 7. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital reunion with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. Thank you for being with us again today. Such an honor and a joy to hear these words that bring health and life to our mother bodies and everything that concerns us.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Wellbeing Scriptures for today.